All uses are church uses. Week 1, day 6. And the topic today is that all uses are church uses. John 15, verses 4 and 5. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Question, what is the church? New Jerusalem and its Heavenly Doctrine, number 242. The church is said to be where the Lord is acknowledged and where the Word is. For the essentials of the church are love and faith in the Lord from the Lord. And the Word teaches how man must live so that he may receive love and faith from the Lord. True Christian Religion 245. It is known that the church is in accordance with its doctrine, and that doctrine is from the Word. Nevertheless, it is not doctrine, but integrity and purity, or wholeness and purity of doctrine. Consequently, the understanding of the Word that establishes the church. Neither is it doctrine, but a faith and life in accordance with doctrine that establishes and constitutes the special church or specific church in the individual man. So too, it is not the Word that establishes and constitutes the church in particular in man, but a faith according to the truths and a life according to the goods which man derives from the Word and applies to himself. True Christian Religion 415. The church is the neighbor who is to be loved in a still higher degree, and the Lord's kingdom in the highest degree. Since man was born for eternal life and is introduced into it by the church is to be loved as the neighbor in a higher degree, because it teaches the means which lead to eternal life and introduces man into it, leading to it by the truths of doctrine, and introducing into it by goods of life. This does not mean that the priesthood should be loved in a higher degree and the church because of the priesthood, but it means that the good and truth of the church should be loved, and the priesthood for the sake of these. The priesthood merely serves and is to be honored so far as it serves. Arcana Celestia 6637, Section 2. Its being called the church is not from the fact that the Word is there and that there are doctrinal things from it, nor from the fact that the Lord is known there and that the sacraments are there. But it is the church from the fact that men live according to the Word, or according to doctrine from the Word, so that the doctrine is the rule of life. Be it further known that everyone who lives in the good of charity and of faith is a church and a kingdom of the Lord, and from this is called a temple and also a house of God. The church in general is constituted of those who are churches in particular, however far apart they may be. Arcana Celestia 33:10. Without doctrinal things, there is indeed good of life, but not as yet the good of the church, thus not as yet good truly spiritual, except only in the capacity of becoming so, as is the case with the good of life among the Gentiles who do not have the Word and therefore are ignorant of the Lord. Arcana Celestia 49:84. All uses done from truths are goods of truth. Truths which are not for use are separated. In their beginning, all uses are truths of doctrine, but in their progression, they become goods. They become goods when the man acts according to these truths. Thus, the very action gives quality to truths, for all action descends from the will, and the will itself makes that become good which before was truth. For the good of faith affects the very thing which is of man's life, namely his will, and gives it interior delight or bliss, and in the other life, the happiness that is called heavenly joy. Questions and comments. Number one, is it helpful to picture yourself as a branch in a vineyard, producing grapes and wine along with your fellow branches, and with the Lord being the vine, as well as the one who prunes the vine? Number two, what are the essentials of the church? What is the purpose of the word in this context? Number three, True Christian Religion 245 distinguishes the church as an organization, mainly the priesthood, from the church with each individual. As an organization, the job of the church is to promote the integrity or wholeness and purity of doctrine so that people can rightly understand the word. But the job of each of us is to draw truths and goods from the word and apply them to ourselves in a useful life. That life is the real church. Number four, in True Christian Religion 415, notice that the priesthood is not the church, but merely serves the real church in each of us. Number five, what is the strong definition of the church in Arcana Celestia 66:37? How can we be this kind of church and help each other be such churches? You might remember it says, it is the church from the fact that men live according to the word, or according to doctrine from the word, and so that the doctrine is the rule of life. Number six, all uses begin with truths taught by the word. These truths are the reasons why we do what we do. They enable us to change our motives and attitudes and look at life from above. It's up to us to gather truths from the word to inspire and guide our life of uses, and share these truths with our neighbors and our children.